social welfare. There's a big difference between social welfare and bhakti. The activity of social welfare is an action in sattva-gun, but the actions of bhakti are vishuddha-sattva, or the internal potency of Krishna. Both give happiness by doing something for others, but they're not the same. Social welfare gives material happiness, and it's transitory and limited. But the happiness of bhakti is spiritual and unlimited. Bhakti is both Gyan and Ananda. The Atma does not have bhakti in it, does not have knowledge or bliss in it, but is capable of acquiring it. The Atma is intermediate potency of Krishna, Tathasa Shakti, and bhakti is internal potency, Antaranga Shakti. These are two separate types of Shakti. The conditioned souls, the Buddha Jivas, us, we do not have Antaranga Shakti inherent in them. This Antaranga Shakti is given by Guru or Krishna. You can see reference in Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter 7, Verse 39, and 11th Canto, Chapter 22, Verse 10. A jiva does not have bhakti or vairagya by themselves. A jiva has beginningless ignorance. Therefore, it's not possible to have knowledge by oneself. One can gain knowledge only by receiving it, being given it by a self-realized person. Mayam eva mam eva prabhajate mayam itam chantite. Maya can only overpower jiva, but cannot overpower Antaranga Shakti. Once a jiva has acquired bhakti shakti or Antaranga Shakti, it cannot be overcome by maya. Thus liberation is a side effect of bhakti. Jai Shri Radhe Sham, Sham Sham Ki Jai.